Parental advisory warning. Carlosophies, provoking thought and liberating people from their own bullshit since 2015. First time here? Hit subscribe. You'll want to stick around. I'm in the studio today because I went to the beach this morning, grabbed my little Rode SmartLav out of its pouch, and it's missing the little adapter to lightning. And I was just like, fuck, really? Anyway, so I've had to... Oh, and then I went into Ballina and went to Harvey Norman and Big W looking for a little lightning adapter, and no one had any stock. Trying to do the right thing, buy local, you know, so ended up having to get it from Amazon. So I'm in the studio today because I went for a walk on the beach this morning and it was lovely and cool, and, you know, it's been a bit rainy today, so it's actually really nice to have some reprieve from the heat and the sun. But I couldn't fucking record. And it's actually been really bizarre because I feel like I'm kind of at that stage in my process where I feel like an empty well. I don't know if you guys ever feel like this, but it's like I've just got nothing to say. And it's kind of weird because, like, I'm just feeling very uninspired to write at the moment. I write an article for a local paper and I just had nothing to say this month. And so thankfully the person who publishes it was like, well, I'm actually at capacity anyway, so it would be a relief not to have to try and find somewhere to squeeze you in. So it was like, phew. But I'm used to having shit to say, and I feel like this empty well. And I feel like this is actually part of a creative process, this place where, I go through these moments regularly where I feel super inspired and like just, you know, shit's just coming to me and I've got so much to say and I'm so opinionated and I feel so, inspired, and then other times not so much. And I've been thinking, as I'm always, you know, evolving and reassessing, and, you know, it's like a constant process for me, that whole what am I available for now? What is available to me now? And, you know, I'm in the middle of my studio build. We're almost there. I'll be there in the next few weeks. I'll be working from out there. And in the meantime, I'm in that kind of weird limbo place where I'm not quite in 2021 yet. It's felt like a really long, drawn out beginning of the year to me. And so, you know, I want to get out there. I want to get it all set up. I feel like that's going to help with the creative flow. And then I'm in this weird limbo. And I totally understand that a space isn't necessarily, like, often these kind of things happen all through our lives, these limbo spaces, and often they come just before the floodgates open and creativity is kind of pouring out me. It's interesting because I felt like I wanted to, this year for me, I really want it to be about creative expression and, you know, testing out a few new, you know, creative endeavors, like maybe doing a pottery course, or I recently did a painting as part of my, two things. I wanted to have a painting in my wall that kind of represented what the space is about for me, but it was also part of a program that I'm doing at the moment called Full Voice, which is about the five element voice framework. And so I'm studying that, and part of that was to create an artwork that's representative of what we want to be experiencing throughout this process and learning experience, I guess. And so I sat down and I took out a day and a half out of my schedule and just sat out there and painted. And I fucking loved it. Like, it's since understanding and talking and experimenting with my own creative process over the years, I do understand that it's not all ease and flow. Like, when I create a painting, when I create anything, I do hit up against my own barriers, you know, and I recognize there's this part of the process, which I've spoken about a lot over the years, which is when I reach that point of like it's all starts okay and then I reach this point of questioning, oh God, am I fucking it all up? And it kind of falls apart and then it comes back together in a spectacular fashion if I can stick with it. And then at the end, I'm generally pretty, you know, happy with what I've created. And interestingly, that brings up something because while I was in that creative process, I was sharing it. I shared it on Instagram stories. I'll create a reel on it, I think, because I think it's a kind of fun process to watch. And I was sharing the process and then I shared the finished product. And my instinct was to say, oh, I know this isn't the world's best painting. You know, I know I'm not the greatest painter in the world. But I stopped myself, you know, because it's almost like sometimes when we create something, we try to diminish it, you know, we try to make it humble or something. And it's not that I thought my painting, you know, is the best painting in the world or anything, but I was really impressed with how well it turned out, considering I have painted fuck all for 25 years and I've always considered myself a kind of mediocre artist and not an artist, even though I went to art school, I did media arts and I studied painting and, you know, a lot of my VCE back in the fucking early to mid 90s was on around art. You know, I did studio art, I did graphic design, which was back then T-squares and stuff. There was no computers. and I did, you know, regular art and I did photography. I did a lot of art stuff, but I always had this story around not being the best. So what's the fucking point? You know, if I'm not mind-blowingly amazing at things, why bother? And this is a theme that actually has come up a lot for me lately. And I'm not sure if it's Mercury retrograde or whatever is going on for me right now. But it's this, you know, I've had this unwillingness to commit to things that I felt I'm not the greatest at. It's something that has held me back from creative expression. Now, this, and again, it's a story that I've told a lot of times, and I'm sure my brother's fucking sick of hearing it because he's probably like, whatever. But I've got two younger brothers, Grant, who is about 18 months younger than me, and my little brother, Dale, and he's 5 years younger than me. Now, Dale is an academic. He was born an academic. There, you know, he's an associate professor. He was one of the youngest associate professors, and he probably will be one of the youngest professors. You know, he's just academic and incredibly intelligent. And so the smart thing was taken by him. And then I had my other brother, Grant, who's just younger than me, and he is an incredible artist. And I'm talking incredible. Everyone was always fawning over how amazing he is. His teachers were blown away by his creative, you know, creative work. And there was no doubt this kid was born an artist. He came out of mum with a fucking crayon and a, you know, more than a crayon, probably oils. And he's just always been really amazing. He has a piece of art in the permanent gallery at the National Gallery of Victoria, the NGV. That's how fucking good he is. And he's quite well respected as a Melbourne artist. And so growing up with those two really defined skills and personalities, and you know, and they were just inherently really good at what they did, but they were also very dedicated to and committed to their work, you know, and to the joy of it. So particularly, like, that they love to learn. My brother loves to learn, and my other brother loves to express himself creatively through paint. And they've been dedicated to learning and crafting and honing that craft. Where for me, having had those two, you know, those two incredibly talented people in my family, it made me question what I was good at. And my dad once said, "You're the bullshit artist," which, just like, my dad isn't an asshole, by the way. It was a joke, but what he meant was like, you're the one who communicates, you're the communicator, you know, And I am. And I guess it is my own art that I've honed and created and crafted. But it's just interesting because I have been diving back into, and I've done this a lot over the past 12 to 15 years as I've explored more about my purpose and what I'm here for and all those kind of things, going back into my childhood to look at the things that I enjoyed then that I no longer have in my life now. Because I meet so many incredible human beings who loved dance, like me, music, you know, they loved painting. And then they get into adulthood and life gets really serious. And those little things that they used to do are shoved to the side, and creativity is shoved to the side. Right? Because we've got all this other shit we've got to deal with. We've got to-do lists. We've got, you know, life just isn't all fun and games, you know? And so in that, we stop prioritizing creativity for activities that are more productive. But what I've learned is there is nothing more productive and more transformative than diving back into your creativity, going back to those things that you've left in the past because maybe you felt like, you know, you weren't the best at it or some, and this happens a lot, right? Like this is what happened to me around my voice, which I spoke about a few weeks ago, is that criticism that can happen, you know, taking that on really personally. Part of the reason that I don't sing is because of the feedback that I've been given. Over the years. And part of the reason that I don't paint is I compared myself to my brother, right? And my brother is incredible in his way. And actually, so am I. My art has value in the world. I just haven't given myself permission to explore it enough. And, you know, and I think that's what this year is about for me, is allowing myself to dive back into those things and explore, like really put creativity at the front more, bring it more in, because the more creative, the more expressive that I am, understanding that I don't have to be creative and expressive at all times. These moments where, you know, at the moment I felt like a bit overwhelmed, a bit, you know, like, in that limbo feeling, and that is also in deep service of creativity. You know, it's in that limbo space sometimes that it feels to me sometimes like it's a buildup of energy so that we have energy to put into creation. And, you know, and I think that's interesting, an interesting concept actually in and of itself, because that you know, that push and pull of creativity, a lot of people can then have stories around, well, you know, I would, but I'm not consistent at showing up for creativity, whatever that is, right? It can be your fucking email newsletter. That can be a form of creative expression that sometimes you're not feeling and sometimes you are. For me, my Instagram feed is it's a creative project, right? And sometimes I'm going to feel really fucking inspired and want to post and have so much to say that there might be two or three posts in a day. And then other times I might not have anything to say. Like at the moment, my Instagram feed is rather sparse because I haven't felt that inspired. But also giving myself permission just to be uninspired is a true gift too, right? Like it once, and I think once we've stopped looking for the reason why we're not being creative, That's when creativity opens up, right? It's like that whole thing when you're looking for the keys, you can't find the fucking keys, and then boom, how were they there? How did I not see them? They're like right where they should be, and I swear I looked there 10,000 times. You know, that's what your relationship with creativity or anything that we're seeking to find when we're attached to that, it can be the thing that really fucks up our creative expression. So, wow, I thought I had nothing to say. And then, look, I just show up and open my mouth and a whole bunch of shit came out. I hope there was something in this for you. I trust that there was. I guess the invitation here is to come along with me for this journey. Make 2021, you know, make creative expression more of a... More in the forefront than like something that we, and I get that it's a privilege to be able to create enough space to do this, like not, but I also feel like it's something that we can, you know, if it's, if the family is the thing that's getting in the way, bring them along, you know, like on the weekend I was feeling really overwhelmed and at capacity. And so I sit down with my daughter and we do art together. You know, like just moving that stuff into the forefront, I think can have such a transformative process. And one thing that I would like to do, I'm not sure that I have the energy to commit to this fully for all the year, but I would love to have a practice where I create something each week. So I did a painting a couple of weeks ago. You know, maybe I'll write a poem or maybe I'll go and do pottery, but just having like a creative project of the week. And I was thinking about creating a hashtag, but then I was like, oh my God, Carly, this is just getting too much. Like, no. You're going to get overwhelmed. But, you know, like having a hashtag, which is like creative project of the week, which would be hashtag CPOTW. and getting people to invite more creativity into their own lives, because what we can learn about ourselves, and I say this all the fucking time, but what we can learn about ourselves and how we show up to creativity and our relationship with it, then like it's such a transformative thing. I think I said last week, where you take your voice, the rest of you goes. Where you take your creative expression, the rest of you follows. And I think, you know, all good things have come from creativity. Innovation is creativity, emotion, right? But most of us are prioritizing all the shit that doesn't really bring us joy in life and labeling creativity like this frivolous fucking thing that can be done when everything else is done. Well, fuck that. Let's move it into the front. Right? The world would be a better place if we were all creatively expressing ourselves, right? Like, do you remember 2 years ago I had Make Some Noise, a podcast that was exploring creativity, self-expression, and mental health? And those things are interlinked. Absolutely. That was the, I'd recorded 26, 27 episodes and then I stopped because it was like, how many times can I fucking say this is important to our well-being as human beings? We are creators. So let's fucking create. All right. Oh, got something to tell you very quickly. Frequency 2021. So Frequency, if you're not aware, is my podcaster's development program and mastermind. It is really for people who want their podcast to be really central in their communication. So for people who desire to have the podcast do a lot of heavy lifting for them, it's the place where people really deeply connect to build that know, like, trust factor. So the rest of your marketing process doesn't have to be so fucking, you know, hardcore. And so you can do things like this podcast has done for me, where I've written a couple of sentences in a Facebook group about wanting to run a retreat and filling it with just giving the dates and where it is. You know, like a podcast can do incredible things for your business, but so many people are focused on growth rather than what's really important, which is the connection that you're building, knowing yourself, bringing your uniqueness to the podcast, making your show something people really deeply connect with. So they just want to work with you. You don't have to do the hard work to make them want to work with you. It just happens organically. So if this is something that's of interest to you, it's a six-month journey. We're kicking off at the end of the month. There actually is only one or two places left. So I kind of fucked around with the launch and I put out an application form. I had a few applications and then I've just started promoting it this week and there is one or two spaces left. So if you are interested at all, please go to carlynimmo.com/frequency2021 or you can reach out to me wherever the fuck you connect with me outside of this podcast. So you can reach me on Instagram at Carlosophies, via email, via the website, on Facebook, wherever the fuck you're connected to me. And if you're not connected, you're invited to connect with me. I love to connect with you. So reach out if you've got any questions, concerns, anything you want to get off your chest. I'm always here to listen and to help you come to the best decision for you. So this isn't about me selling you into a program. That is not my style. You know what's best for you. You know if this is for you. I don't need to, you know, like drag you over a line, and I'm never going to gaslight you into fucking buying anything from me. So, yeah, that's it from this week. If you're interested in frequency, go check it out. Connect with me in all the places, and please move creativity to the fucking front and get creating. All right, until next week, peace out. Want more me in your life? Head to carlinimmo.com or find me on Instagram at carlosophies. But honestly, the best thing you can do is tell a friend about this podcast. Until next week, peace out.